The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for a three charts in 3 minutes, it's the female with the Fibonacci's, the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yes, good morning.
I've got to ask you, one of the stocks we're looking at today is Incondesi, which is NCCL. Yeah. And this was your first trade on AIM.
I can't believe I'm smiling. I still have half my position in this one. So, yeah, I was caught out by the news. I got stopped out on half of it when we came back below that, like, inverted neckline. I'd like to see buyers step in and get us back above the 200-day on this drop today, but... early hour, it looks pretty ugly.
Yeah, well, let's start off in alphabetical order. First one is Angus Energy, ANGS. They're still waiting. They're in talks with Surrey Council about their sidetrack well at Brockham. And they've got all the planning permission from the Health and Safety Executive, from the Environment Agency, Oil and Gas Authority. But the Surrey Council said, well, you've been planning for this sidetrack well, but it's no change above the surface. So they didn't need planning. They know what they're doing. So waiting for news on this. But it's taken a dip off on this uncertainty. So ANGS, what do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
Yeah, so if we take the rally from when they opened back in November, we have retraced to the 61.8 Fibonacci retracement, very common retracement at 9.4. And we rallied from that back to the 38.2, which is expected, back to 11. And we're bouncing in that range. So between 9.4 and 11.5 is what they call the golden ratio zone, where we're in balance. And what normally you tend to see is so to confirm a bottom, we need to trade above 11.5 and a daily close above that, and the pivot in the middle of that zone is at 10.5. so the first resistance, if we want to see are we going to hold the 618 and rally to new highs from here, the first thing we've got to do is close above 10.5, and then the confirmation will be closing above 11.56. At the moment, there's still a risk that we drop down to 7.6, 7.9. I would buy it there because that's a bullish Gartley pattern. It's one of those Fibonacci patterns that I like to see. It's one of those places where everybody goes, oh, this is a dog, I'm getting out, and the real opportunities are. So it looks good support at 9.4, but there is a risk still that this one drops to 7.6.
Okay, all right, let's look at the next one. It's B Heard Group, BHRD. They haven't been around long, but they're their year-end statement out today, and they've billed £28.8 million, and they made net revenue of 9.4. The operating loss, or loss before tax, was £3.6 million. They're up strongly, though, today on that. So let's look at what cash they got. Let's go to the balance statement here. The current assets, cash equivalent, is £2.8 million there. So what do you reckon? BHRD.
B Heard Group has been making a wedge since September of 2016. And we now have a 200-day moving average, which we have found pretty good support on mid-March. And a break of the wedge would be trading above 3.9. At the moment, we've got resistance at 3.7 and resistance at 3.91. If we close above 3.91, we've broken out of the wedge consolidation and we're on our way higher. The first target is 4.33 and the second target is 5.59. But we do need to break out because it could make a sort of a flag pattern. I like it. I like it as long as it's holding above the 200-day. I don't think it'll go lower into a flag pattern. So now we're just watching for the breakout.
Okay. And finally, to the only AIM stock you've ever owned, I think, and own half of now. I don't own half of the company. I mean, you sold half your holding. It's Incondesi. And like I said, they came out with a statement today on their project update. And essentially, they have to get this decree signed by the government. And they said it's not going to be signed until about quarter one, 2008, I think, if I read that correctly. And also, their cash position needs to be sorted before May because they've got a loan they have to repay and they have to get funds for that. So there's two bits of, you know, not very good news within that. That's why it's taken down 45% a day, the share price. I mean, that's AIM for you. You can move like that. So what do you see on the chart, Nick?
Yeah, and you know, I was been watching this and I've been willing it higher, you know, and yesterday we had good support off the retest of that inverted head and shoulders neckline last week. But I was a bit wary because we had bearish divergence on the RSI on the weekly, which is kind of a bit of a concern, but I certainly wasn't expecting this drop. I got stopped out on half my position. I'm still holding half. I'd like to see buyers come in, you know, because this chart structurally, this chart pattern is still valid, but at the moment, you know, it doesn't look good. Support though, support is at 3.19, which is a lot lower than where we are now at 4.3.
Yeah,
that's where it is.
Well, I think if they clear that cash position issue they've got in May, then that should help a bit, you know, because they've got to clear that loan they've got there. So that should help. And I don't think the long lead time on that signing the decree and the joint development agreement is a long way off. It's quarter one 2018, which is quite a surprise. Okay, Nick, well, listen, if you send me the charts annotated,
I will.
I'll put them on the company pages and at the blog, which is get ready to join in at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. You nearly missed it then.
I didn't miss it.
Cheers, Nick.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.